Okay, so here's the thing is you are a self-publisher. You are an indie author. Judging by the fact that you're listening to this podcast, this is probably what you're coming here for. So when it comes to self-publishing, the idea is to not only get your work out into the world, but make a little bit of money in the process. But the problem I see a lot of self-publishers and indie authors running into is managing their finances. I mean, some people are just an all-out hot mess. They are a dumpster fire just waiting to happen. So today, I'm going to just give you some best practices and tips on how to manage finances in your self-publishing business. So you want to make sure you stay tuned to today's podcast.
Learn how to publish profitable books and build an unstoppable author brand with indie author and self-publishing coach, Dale L. Roberts. This is the Self-Publishing with Dale podcast.
This is episode 49 of Self-Publishing with Dale podcast, and it just tickles me that you actually took a little bit of time out of your day to listen to me as I bloviate about some of my favorite things, including, of course, self-publishing and being an indie author. And, you know, a lot of this wouldn't be made possible in part to you, the listener, listening in. And of course, great sponsors like those of Fiverr. And Fiverr actually reached out to me not too long ago and shared with me something really, really cool. And I said, I'm all in. And they told me about the Fiverr Book and eBook Store. And it's the ultimate home for developing, perfecting, and publishing books. Many people feel they have the next big book inside of them or want to attract new leads or engage your audience with an eBook that educates and, of course, builds more of an audience. But here's the problem. Many have trouble turning their vision into a reality or simply just don't have the bandwidth to write even a 50-page eBook. That's where Fiverr comes in. Fiverr's all-in-one platform provides everything you need to go from concept to finished and fully packaged book. The services in the store follow the logical order of a book's life cycle, so it makes it dead simple. You can actually go through, as you write your stuff, you can see, oh, okay, this comes next in the process, and this comes next, and this comes next. They literally almost have like my bestseller book launch checklist put right into the store, although they didn't do that. So at any rate, you want to see a little bit more, make sure that you browse their services. Head on over to dalelinks.com/Fiverr. That's F-I-V-E-R-R. Remember the two R's, dalelinks.com/Fiverr. So here's the problem here, folks. Let's talk about money. I don't often talk about money when it comes to self-publishing, and it's usually I'm not the type of person that wants to sit here and share income reports or anything else, and it's not that I want to be dishonest or mislead you. I just have never been like that. I feel that I give you the information. It's up to you to take the ball and run with it, and it's my hopes that you do make a substantial living or an impact in someone's life. But let's go ahead and face it. If you don't manage the money that you are earning or spending, it's going to become a real hassle, a real heartache that can cause a lot of stress in your life. And you don't need that. So that's why I just want to kind of really address this. And it's just, it breaks my heart sometimes when I see some people, they make money. The best way I can put it is they spend money quicker than they make it. And I'm not surprised when they say to me a year, two, 3 years into the business that they're like, I got no money to speak of. Are you kidding me? You were just telling me you were a best-selling book. I see this is here, this is here. Well, they hired out this person, they hired out that person. They got this service, they got that service. The problem is they didn't manage their finances properly. In a perfect world, folks, perfect world, you're going to focus on your earnings, your savings, and your investments. You have to get into the discipline of earning, saving, and investing. Now, of course, we can also say paying, but you know, we'll get to that in just a moment. So today, I'm going to give you just a very simple little list here. 5 ways to manage finances in your self-publishing business. So the very first thing, number one, is allocate funds. This is so important. Remember, I said get the discipline to earn, save, and invest. So just remember this. This is going to take some discipline. Whether you're making $5 per month or you're doing $5,000 per month or even more, you must start allocating the funds accordingly. Now, I'm going to give you some rough percentages. This is going to be up to you and how you want to build your business. Ideally, right out the gate, I'm going to say this right off. Always save for taxes. Always. And this is something I learned when I actually was in the wrestling business. My mentor and coach, Lance Storm, was able to retire from professional wrestling, not because he had any serious injuries or he was, you know, fired or anything else like that. He actually was able to retire on his own terms at 38 years old because he was wise with his investments and he was wise with the earnings that he had. And one of the things he said to me early on, and it didn't really start ringing true until probably the last 5 years or so, was save about 25% of all your earnings, 25% for taxes. He used to just take 25%, put it into a bank account, and he just said, that's not my money. He would put it in there because he would use that to pay taxes. And he ended up with having a substantial amount in a bank account that it continued to build. And he had so much there that he was able to cover taxes and some would stay in that account. And of course, it would gain interest. So it was kind of a nice thing. So for me personally, I don't do 25%. I do about 20%. And 20% seemed to be my sweet spot. I'm able to handle that. It's not too much. It's not too little. And I just take that and I put it into an account. I do not touch that amount. And the second thing you're going to do for allocating your funds is pay yourself. Yeah. Now, some people say pay yourself first, but I'm just too fearful that if I pay myself and I don't leave enough for taxes, then I'm going to really screw myself the next year. So however you want to do it, you know, it doesn't matter, but you're going to need to pay yourself above all else. I had been coaching somebody this past year who, man, he was making a substantial amount of money. The problem was he was spending it all on virtual assistants and new courses and book covers and marketing and promotion. And I'm like, well, how much are you paying yourself? What are you kidding me? Pay yourself. If you're going to be in this business, at least try to make some earnings. And like, again, it comes down to you got to have the discipline to give yourself some of this stuff. If it's a $5 check, then by gosh, you better take a small percentage of that out to pay yourself and just get into the habit of doing that. The other way to allocate the funds is invest in yourself, okay? You got to invest in yourself. When I say invest in yourself, that means get good educational material, that you're going to invest in courses, that you're going to invest in a coach or a mentor, or you're going to invest in certain software that's going to teach you how to do a new skill set or knowledge of some sort. You're going to want to make sure you're investing back into your business. And the most important person to invest in is you. Make sure you're investing yourself. That does not go underneath pay yourself, all right? Paying yourself, completely different. Paying yourself is away from the business. Whatever money that you get for paying yourself, you're going to use it on other things. Like, I don't know, it could be like you just save it up for a car. You save it up to buy a new TV. It's just either way. But when you invest in yourself, I mean investing in your business. So think about that. The next thing is going to be hiring out. You're going to hire out. Now, you're going to want to probably just save a little bit aside. I shared a little bit about this in my last podcast where I talked about hiring a virtual assistant. I don't want to do any of this ad nauseum. So you can always just backtrack onto episode 48 and listen just a little bit more about hiring out and some of the best practices. But you want to make sure you save a certain percentage towards hiring out, be it a freelance book cover designer or a virtual assistant, or, you know, an editor, a proofreader, a formatter, whatever it might be, save that money aside. And last but not least is save for the business in general, okay? So you're going to need to, of course, start to grow and build this business and scale it. And trust me, I know this because I learned this the hard way. I kept spending towards other areas and I wasn't saving for the business. And sadly, I just don't really have enough in the business to scale it at the volume I wish to do it. And if I had the discipline to put that percentage aside, it would be a different story. So just remember that allocating funds, save for taxes, pay yourself, invest in yourself, hire out, and save for the business. Okay, so I talked about those right there. Remember, we have 5 ways to manage finances in your self-publishing. That was just one. Number one, allocate the funds. Number two, track earnings and expenses. Now, my wife's preferred way of tracking earnings and expenses is she actually uses QuickBooks. Now, I just keep saying this. I said it last year. I said it this year now. I need to get onto the QuickBooks bandwagon because I'm able to put in all of the different accounts that I have and have it better managed, and I can just hire out. Our CPA actually happens to be a bookkeeper, so it probably would behoove me to go ahead and do that. But as a very minimum, this is what I end up doing, is I actually have a spreadsheet for earnings and expenses. And any time that I make money in some capacity, I receive a paycheck, an email notification, I go immediately into the spreadsheet and I put it into earnings. Anytime that I have any type of expenses, be it hiring a cover designer, be it PayPal fees or Stripe fees, hiring a virtual assistant, all that stuff immediately goes into my expenses spreadsheet. So you're going to need to get into the habit of doing it on a daily basis. And it just takes maybe a minute or two of my time every day to kind of just go through and just punch in these numbers. QuickBooks will probably make it a lot simpler and I won't have to lift as much, but I always recommend that you go back and double check all of your earnings expenses to make sure that it's all matching up just right. Number three, hire a CPA. Yep, get a certified public accountant. It's so important. Don't try to go and do all of your taxes yourself. Getting somebody, a professional who's experienced in this side of the business, is a smart and a very wise idea. I don't honestly ever imagine doing my tax filings every year or every quarter myself. No, I don't know all the legalities. I would just rather go ahead and put stuff together and have a CPA tell me you need X, Y, and Z, and this is how you can improve this year's tax filing. So notice I didn't say tax return. Good Lord, I actually have these wonderful dreams of having tax returns, but it's not so much these days anymore. But oh well. All right, number four, track all affiliate accounts. A good friend of mine, actually, Sean Dolwitt, he actually has a YouTube channel based on self-publishing. Sean actually had reached out to me by a private message, and he said, hey, how do you keep track of all your affiliate accounts? And I'm like, I have a notebook and a checklist that I go through pretty much at the beginning of every month to track each one of those things. Now, some of them, I got some affiliate accounts that don't bring in any money and other accounts that do bring in some money. But it is really important that if you do set up affiliate accounts with, say, different services, brands, or products or companies, that you go back, check in, because sometimes they drag their feet. There's been some, times where I've had to reach out to certain businesses to let them know, hey, you owe me money. And at the end of the day, I don't care if they owe me 20 cents or they owe me $20,000. I'm going to treat it all the same. If you owe me money, you need to be paying that. So stay on top of any affiliate accounts that you have and knowing what you're going to be earning on a regular basis. I probably check my Amazon Associates account at least once per week, if not once per month at latest. And this kind of gives me an idea of what I'm making as far as earnings and when I can expect to see those earnings, because then I'm able to kind of project, okay, this is how much I will be pulling in 60 days from now or 30 days from now based on whenever they pay you out. And then you can start to budget around that. All right, so I've got a fifth point I'm going to go ahead and tap in on, but I want to do a quick plug here. Join me live every Saturday at 12 p.m. Eastern Daytime. That's Universal Time, coordinate minus four, at dalelinks.com/live. That's on YouTube. We do a weekly live broadcast, and it would just absolutely make my day if you came and joined the gang, and we had actually a good conversation. Actually, going through the month of April, we're going to be talking about marketing and promoting your self-published books. So don't miss out on that. And also, catch the weekly podcast recording on twitch.tv/self-publish every Monday at 12 p.m., where you can subscribe for free with your Amazon Prime membership and get a few freebies in the process. It's kind of cool. Not only will you get some nice little kickbacks from me, but you also will get some kickbacks from Amazon. Amazon gives you like different free in-game loot. They'll give you some free games that you can play with. It's really kind of cool. So you want to make sure you do that. By the way, I show you how to do that if you visit dalelinks.com/Twitch Prime. Actually, there's a video on another channel that I do where I show you that. All right, so now it's time for that last tip when it comes to five ways to manage finances in your self-publishing business. Here's the deal. I kind of hinted at it in number four, but I'm going to go ahead and say it again. Set goals. Set goals and set a budget. You got to set those goals and set budgets, because otherwise you're just flying blind. You've put in a blindfold on and you're trying to aim at a dartboard that you don't even know if you're pointing in the right direction to hit it. Goals are going to be the thing that gets you on track. I hear far too often some people say, I don't like setting goals because it sets me up for failure. Good news. You will fail. You will fail more often than you will succeed. But the nice thing is the more that you get used to understanding what failure is and how it will benefit your business, you can start to tweak that as you go and start to adjust those goals as you go along and adjust those budgets, and you can improve your business and as well as your skill set. So set those goals and set your budgets, right? That means you got to get that discipline of earning, saving, and investing, right? That's so, so important. I try to break it up into monthly, quarterly, and annual goals. So that way it really just breaks it down. So that way, if for some reason something goes south on a monthly goal, I can adjust my quarterly and my annually goals. All right. The next annual goals. I know what I'm saying sometimes. And you'll be able to adjust as time goes on. But I really, really highly recommend you always set a goal, set your budget. Alrighty, so as we start to wrap up today's podcast, I just want to, you know, just give a big, you know, thank you again for tuning in. Remember, you can do me a huge favor. Just subscribe or follow me on your preferred podcasting platform and leave me a review. That would be so awesome. I do keep an eye out for all the reviews across the various platforms. Bad news, and I'm sure if you're hearing this, you probably aren't on that platform. I'm no longer with SoundCloud. I actually moved over to Blueberry. That's Blubrry. Actually, they had better hosting services. They had so many more features. I was like, you know what? I'm going to head on over there. So, any rate, you can go to each one of those platforms again and subscribe, follow me, and leave a review. That would make my day. In the meantime, in between times, it's been Self-Publishing with Dale, and I will talk to you next week.
You've been listening to the Self-Publishing with Dale podcast. Visit us at selfpublishingwithdale.com for more information on how you can level up your publishing business. Also, get a rock-solid action plan for your next book launch when you sign up for our email newsletter at selfpublishingwithdale.com/checklist. If you enjoyed the show, please consider leaving a review on Apple Podcasts. We'll see you next time.